I am. Good morning.
Any goodies coming out this week?
We'll start with Transcendence.
Ah, here we go.
A sci-fi starring Johnny Depp as a scientist who accidentally downloads his consciousness onto a mega computer. Yeah, he hates that. He basically becomes a computer virus, which I gotta say, if Johnny Depp was a computer virus, I would not want my antivirus software to get it.
There you go.
Let's keep it.
Yeah.
I think it's quirky. I like it. The idea that we could all connect all of our brains somehow is super cool, actually, although I'm pretty sure I don't want my consciousness connected to, like, say, Pauly Shore.
Right.
I don't want that.
Right.
Only bad things can happen there. The dialogue is so bad in this movie that it actually becomes laughable. The idea is cool. I feel like it's been done better,
yeah,
you know, and before. And it's just not – it didn't come together. And I have to say D-ish for that one.
Oh, man. I know. I was looking forward to this working because this concept, obviously, at some point, somebody's going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought, you know, it would be great to see if we could look into the future and this could be like a 2001 Space Odyssey experience, and it's not.
And you know what? It's one of those things that maybe in 20 years or 10 years even, maybe we'll look back and say, this actually was better than it seemed.
Okay, so the movie Transcendence, we tried again, will come out in 10 years.
Yeah, let's try it in 20 years.
Okay, and then in 20 years, and then we'll be good to go. Okay.
And then we'll be, yeah, exactly. Also opening that I don't recommend seeing in 20 years is Marlon Wayans' A Haunted House 2, because we didn't get enough terrible in the first one.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Spoof of Haunted House movies, because why?
Yeah.
There's an audience for this. I'm not it. I don't think you're it. I might have smiled a few times because they were trying so hard to make me laugh, and I happen to think that ghosts are funny, you know.
Yeah.
But that's all I can say about it. It's not good.
Was
not able to screen Heaven is for Real. Have you seen the previews for this?
No.
Greg Kinnear.
Okay.
It's based on a book. I so wanted it to be called Heaven is for Real, though. Remember when people used to say, for real, though?
Yeah, right.
I don't know why, but that's what I want this to be called. They didn't call it that. So I don't know on that one. The buzz is, like, really mixed. But I will tell you what is good. We'll leave you on a good note.
Sure.
We have the movie Bears.
Yeah.
Actually quite nice. It's a beautifully shot documentary. You know the Disney series that they do, like Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is them.
Okay.
It's got a family of bears, and it's sweet, and it's real. I really enjoyed it. I have to say BB+ for that, and it would be my pick for the week.
Well, heck yeah. I love those things, man.
You know how, like, ESPN gets those the sports documentaries really right?
Yes.
Well, Disney gets these things right. I mean, there's just certain groups that just get this stuff right, and they did it.
And they do a great job. Yeah.
They really do.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's something, and there's still other stuff, you know, still in theaters, like I've said, Captain America and the Muppets, and, you know, it seems like every single thing I like so far is family-oriented. Or just sort of, you know, G-rated.
Oh, man.
I don't know what's happening to me, but I'm telling you, those are the good movies. Plus, coming up, we've got Spider-Man and Neighbors, which will not be G-rated. I promise you that.
Uh-huh.
I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.